all the cops.
As hard as it has been to look back on what happened to me, it was even harder to live through it. Some of my memories are all over the place. I don't even know if it's possible to make sense out of chaos. But that's what I've tried to do. I've probably left out some things. But this is what I recall after being held captive for 11 years. The man who took away a huge part of my life would have wanted me to stay quiet. But that's exactly why I shouldn't. Even before I found myself in the wrong place at the wrong time, I felt like I didn't have a voice. So now I want to speak up for all those missing women and children who still aren't being heard. I hope there will never be another person who feels like I did for so many years. Thrown away, ignored, forgotten. Yes, I made it through one of the most terrible experiences that can happen to a human being. But most of all, my story is about hope. I might have been chained, starved, and beaten, yet that monster couldn't totally crush my spirit. Over and over, I chose to get back up and keep going. Now I'm going to tell you how I did it.